Just Jackie, ooh. She's just Jackie, she takes no baloney, and she ain't just like another Just Judy. It's just Jackie, ooh. So listen to your case, then throw it in your face, cause she don't want drama, and the only thing that rhymes with drama is llama. It's just Jackie, ooh. It's just Jackie.
Hello, it's Silky here, and welcome to Just Jackie, where she hears all the case, and have we got a doozy for you. And oh, DJ, you're here. This is the news, and I'm not PK Simmons. Why are you giving me a piece of paper like you usually do when you are down there? Just Jackie's not in. She's not well. Oh, then we don't have a show. Oh no, we have a show. From who? Oh, it's Judge Sibelius. She's Judge Sibelius, and the only thing I know about Sibelius is a Stradivarius. It's Judge Sibelius. Ooh. It's Judge Sibelius. I really have no idea who this lady. Who is she? I'll see some out of town. Okay, well, you heard it here first. Judge Jackie's been taken over by Judge Sibelius. Hijacked, or hijackade, to call them. Now today, we have Emma Margot Roberts versus Nanny Prescott, Marion Richards, Patricia Yates, Wilma Timber, Wouter Lear, Addy Adams, Mrs. Roberts, Lyle Cutter, Landon Cutter, Bambi Alabama, Ms. Isabel, Kevin Davis, Laura Santiago, William Santiago, Matthew Vest, the CCM singer Matthew Vest, Clara DeRulo, Beverly Argyle, Whipshaw Jock, the Three Irish Nuns, Patrick Duham, Jenna Bancroft, Robert Bancroft, Sean Bancroft, Scott Dean Bancroft, Scott and Dean, Mary and Mary, Lure. I feel like I'm now singing songs. Which brings us to Kate Carey, Jane Payne, Blessy Bessie, and Courtney. Chicago. Wait, that's only the first page. TJ, I don't have time to say all this stuff. Basically, Emma is suing all these bunch of people randomly because they didn't tell her that she ain't dating anybody.
Judge Sibelius in the house.
Honey, that's nice, love. Can we just skip for this? Why, we are all crowded like sardines. This woman's suing us blind.
What is your name?
Nanny Prescott, love. And it's my lawyer, Philip Hasworth, and we're all here because she's suing us.
And why is she suing you?
Well, Emma, you better explain.
I've been catfished on the internet, and none of these people told me that was the case, even though they knew that that was the case. They thought... they had me to believe that I was dating Lyle Cutter, but I wasn't dating Lyle Cutter, I was dating Matthew Vest. In fact, I broke up with Matthew Vest anyway. But point being is, and none of these people told me the truth, and they knew it.
Okay, what do you guys have to say for yourself?
I don't know what half these people here. Patrick GM doesn't even know them from Adam. Is that why?
Who's Adam?
Exactly! I mean, it's Adam Robinson, it's Adam Ahmed.
Oh, you guys all like just like Adam Ahmed. Hey, I should have put him part of this list too. Rachel Charlotte was always right about him and his floundering ways.
Honey, you can't just put whoever you don't like on the list. And besides, let me tell you, I was telling her stuff. I was like, honey, I was trying to tell her things.
Trying to tell me what?
I was trying to break to you, but you went off to your silly little marriage class. What kind of foolishness goes to a marriage class when you ain't even married?
But you know, we wanted to be.
You didn't want it. There was no we. It was just you by yourself. The guy wasn't even there. The guy didn't even exist. And I'm like, honey, you got some problem to deal with, honey. And don't tell the doctor what's going on, because she does not know what's going on.
Oh, Nanny Prescott, I think you mean Dr. Lane Wattstadt.
Oh, yeah. Both those doctors don't know what's going on, so don't go there.
Listen, I have a right to get you guys on the courtroom, because all of you guys knew the truth and none of you were willing to say.
Honey, I was willing to say. The time did not come. I was trying and trying.
So I could be humiliated in front of everybody.
Honey, You were a minute away when you went to that marriage class by yourself, love, when you weren't even mad you haven't even seen the dude. Okay, tip number one in marriage and love, love, meet the person you want to get married to. Okay, face to face, not in some metaverse, you know, avatar, whatnot, James Cameron style, but in reality. Touch skin, touch grass, whatever, love, but get into reality.
Well, Nanny Pussy, you were all with that busybody gossip group gossiping about me behind my back, were you not?
Honey, I was there for a Bible study. Wilma didn't want to talk about power of a hula hoop, and then it all revolved around you. And I was talking to Steve Green.
Steve Green? Ah, oh, he was winning. I should have put his name on the list.
Well, honey, love, please don't. He's got enough trouble with Sal trying to sandbag him because he ain't joining that little boy cup. Thingy majiggy, love. I mean, I'm just saying, I just aren't doing himself any favors, my boy, cause love. I mean, we have got some more stuff to stream than life itself, love. We don't need new stuff anymore. We need to keep up. And besides, the stuff that you're throwing new stuff, honey, ain't worth it, insult, love. Ain't worth it, you know what I mean?
No, no, Pastor, I wish you didn't drag my name.
Honey, I did not drag it. She dragged your name. She dragged literally half the town in this room. I mean, come on. She's dragging the Irish nuns here. What did they supposed to do? What? Someone told him in confession or something like that and they didn't tell you, so you want to get them back on them? Goodness me, love. Where is your head at, love?
Nanny Pesca, but we don't take confessions, we're nuns.
Love, okay, I know the priest does, love, I'm Protestant, I believe in the gospel, love, we go straight to the fire, we don't need to go for a man or a nun. Although I do love your robes, love, although we did go for the God, man, Jesus, you know what I mean, you know what I mean.
And but the thing I don't understand is you brought in Lyle here too. Well, Philip, he didn't tell me. I didn't know. Well, you should know that who you were supposed to be there. How was I? I was catfished. Well, not I was catfished. You were catfished using my details. It's not like I go searching my name on the internet all the time. Oh, I do. Oh, that's you, Landon. Okay, can I just say, I think being sued totally out.
Well, congratulations, Claudio.
And we weren't really in the lawsuit. Okay, me and Bambi Alabama and all that. We were too busy talking about deconstructing our cavern. And so us being in this courtroom situation is completely anathema to us because we already owned our white privilege. Why are we being dragged to court? We're on the white side of history.
And the wrong side of Emma.
Well, I would like to countersue Emma because of her little drama that she had. No one was watching the play that was happening before their eyes.
Well, Mrs. Adele, it wasn't like your Brechtian take on Goldilocks and the Three Bears was a big hoo. Especially when you got such wooden actors like Bammy Alabama and Landon.
Hey, I am anything but wooden. Have you seen my physique?
Bambi, I ain't talking about your physique, which I'm pretty much a silicone, not wood, love. I'm talking about your performance.
George, this is quite ridiculous. The fact that we even in this courtroom is beyond the pale, to be honest. Most of the people here have just been dragged out in some random witch hunt of someone who can't get over the fact that someone had, in fact, done an awful thing to her. Let me stress that. But that most of these people weren't even involved. Well, they didn't tell me the truth. Well, I told you the truth and you still brought me here.
Yeah, I think it's a really bad idea if you lie this much, love, that you're born in the car. I mean, I can't see a future with you two now if that's the case. I'm just saying.
Judge, are you listening? Yeah, you keep looking down. Listen, you don't have any right to judge me. Judge not that you should be judged.
Wait, are we just getting quoted Matthew 7? Judge not be judged by a judge who said us not to judge, but we're judging because it looks like she actually isn't judging. It looks like she's just dozing off here and there.
I don't think she's dozing off here and there, Nanny Prescott.
What's she doing then? I mean, she looks pretty dormant, to be honest with you.
Well, let me check. What are you doing? Aha! That's the culprit. Like a petulant teenager, she's on her phone. I'm taking notes of the trial. Yes, you are. Let's read the notes. Oh, is it going to be drama?
Marrying witches, please. But that is a good question.
It starts off, who's this annoying, screechy black woman?
I wonder who she's talking about.
And it Pasquale is you.
Hey! I ain't annoying. I mean, I am black, but I ain't annoying. Or screechy. Depends on how you have your volume, but I ain't screeching.
Yeah, this lady's really getting on my nerve.
Oh, I'm sorry they said about you.
No, it's about you, Nanny.
Oh.
Well, I wouldn't look dead in that. You look so, so bad. It's unreal.
Listen, I wear this blue suit all the time, my best blue suit.
No, that's not about you. It's about Emma Margot.
What? About me? Excuse me, this is stylish, okay?
I mean, listen, I ain't gonna lie. Emma's quite a pretty lady. I mean, she's pretty annoying right now because she's suing my behind. But she's a pretty lady, and I think it's a bit weird you saying about us, how shabby she's looking us, where you pretty much look like a potato head and drag.
Excuse me? If anyone looks like a potato and drag, it's her.
I mean, Mrs. Odell does too, I'm not gonna...
Hey!
Unless, I'm just... Sorry, I should keep my mouth. But listen, firstly, congratulations, Judge Bates. You've come more alive than I've ever seen since you've been in this courtroom. And what else has she been writing on this? And who is she texting to? Like, what friend does this woman have?
Well, I'm assuming she's got loads, because she keeps saying that all of you us are losers, that we need to get lies. And then there's lots of descriptions about Lyle and Patrick's physique. There's stuff about your opposite too, Bambi, but it's more about where she thought you had the operation.
See, I told you. That is natty and nine.
Oh, she reckons she's got more of a chance of lard than Emma has.
In what planet? I mean, Emma's chances with lard are now non-existent, so I suppose we're on an even scale.
And a lot of degrading stuff to the Irish nuns, to Nanny Prescott. Yeah, we'll just skip over that.
Honey, what did she say?
Nanny Prescott.
What did she... Oh, no, she didn't. She should have been at that waste table last week, love. I'm telling you something that much, if that's what she's thinking. Now, you listen to me, Sibelius.
You do not have the right to...
Honey! I will get you this bar quicker than you can jump. Which, judging the way you have, is not gonna be that quick.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm wrong. That was quite a jump, Liv. That was quite a jump. See, you get louder when you get your person, you know, your person being assaulted like I have been with Emma.
Hey.
Well, I'm just saying your dragon's gonna call for no apparent reason enough, but maybe this was a sign, because then we can find out how unethical you've been as a judge, Liv.
Listen, I'm the one that does the warning.
Honey! No, you don't. First, I don't know how in the world you got to be a judge in the first place, love. Because you acted like some gut-washing teen, love. Thinking you got a charge of Lyle. I mean, what planet are you on?
You already said it.
Well, I'm repeating myself, look, because I think you need to get a clue. Secondly, how in the world do you get on this show? Where in the world is Judge Jackie who takes no baloney? Unlike you, all you take is calls.
I have not been taking calls. I've just been texting my notes.
To who? Again?
Oh, it seems like to our mum.
Her mum? Well.
Listen, this is my courtroom and I do with it whatever I feel fit. Okay?
Honey, you on live TV, they're seeing everything, they know you're better, honey. If you looked at social media, in fact, give her a phone back. You go on social media, love. You find out how the public just love you. They think you're so great. They think you're so lovable.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, so you take your racist self and your lazy butt self, love, and get out there. Leave right now before I count to 10. If I count to 10 and you're still in that little seat, love, I will make so every single social media whoop-de-doo court official from here to Tallahassee will have you in knots. Do you understand me? So you better go, and I'm gonna start with 10. Nessie ain't jumping yet. 8. 7. 6. 5. You better be jumping a dusty chair. 4. 3. 2. She's gonna find out what a diamond my black woman really is. What? Oh, good. She's out. And oh, good. Some officials got her for misconduct. Good. Now, can I just call this case dismissed, love?
No, you can't do that, unfortunately.
Oh! Who are you?
Well, I'm Ariana Battleberg. I recently moved there. I'm a judge.
Oh, I did just judge like a conveyor belt when we just get rid of one and this new one pops up?
Well, I'm here, so I might as well do the ruling since the other one's gone. Anyway,
As you can see from your case, it's very clear that, Emma, you don't really have much of a base of a case at all. So, the plaintiff will get zero in this case. Thank you. They cause me emotional distress.
Honey, if I got a penny every time someone called me emotional distress, I would be a billionaire flying with Elon Musk.
Well, we better be going. Not so fast, Bama Alabama, Cardulo, Beverly Argyle. Ooh, why are you calling our names? Because the next court case is also to do with you. It's with Karen Bletchley. She's called you along with Miss Julie Boozy, Samandra, Holy Then Vow, Gypsy from Poughkeepsie. Basically, she's suing all of you lot for using the word Karen in a derogatory manner. And I'll actually now hear from the plaintiff and the defence. You minister what's going on in Guards Valley. I'm the creator Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much for kind of listening, so it's always great to have you. And do remember there's books you can buy, so see below at the description. And do tell others about the show. It's always great to have more listeners, so please tell everyone about it and spread the word around. But until next time, bye-bye for now.